Hello and welcome to Liberty NZ. I'm Grant Edwards and I'm with Leanne Edwards, my lovely sister. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Grant. Good to see you.
Wow, what a terrible event that went on today at Albert Park with the lovely British woman, Posy Parker. She came out to stand up for women and she certainly wasn't against the perverts, as I call them. I know you wouldn't be so PC.
It's the transgender community, the gay community, of course, were there. I don't know. There's a lot of new names, isn't there? Binary. I'm bound to say something wrong here.
Am I allowed to just call them the mentally ill perverts, or that not? You're not allowed to say that.
Probably not.
Oh, okay, we won't say that then. All right. So, but Chantelle is lovely, and I'll tell you who else was. Hannah. Hannah is pregnant at the moment. Hannah from Counterspin Media, Hannah Alp. She did some fabulous interviews, and I hope to show those today as well. Let's first of all just go shoot over and have a listen to Chantelle Baker. Ka-chink.
What happened here in New Zealand with Kelly being assaulted by this huge mob of biological men at a rally where she was just trying to talk about the rights of biological women?
Is that a real name,
this
is it?
Woman, Kelly, has been painted in the New Zealand media this week.
Is her real name.
Right, Posy Parker.
White supremacist. Posy Parker. To come and, and they call her anti-trans.
She's Kelly.
Which is an absolute lie. This woman is not anti-trans. She is just standing up for the rights of women. She's pro-woman. And the funny thing about these demonstrators today that obviously hate her and clearly hate biological women is that they don't even see they validated her entire argument, which is that there needs to be safe spaces for biological women because we do not have the same strength and protections as biological men. So women's prisons, where women shouldn't be able to get assaulted by a biological man, because a lot of women who actually end up in prison have already been subject to previous abuse by men in their lives. And then changing rooms, where biological women should be protected from any kind of potential assault, or even just having a grown man who's fully intact in a changing room with their little daughters. So you look at this violent mob of people that turned up today to protest and to assault her, and you think, how many of those would you be really comfortable having in a changing room with your little daughters, these fully intact biological men that were shoving over gates, assaulting people, assaulting her? How many of them would you actually be comfortable sharing a space with your small girl in her changing room? Or even your teenage girl in swimming sports, would you actually be comfortable with that? Because this is her whole argument. This is what she wants to talk about. Trans people need to be protected, and I completely, completely agree with that. If you have a man who truly believes he's a woman, dresses like a woman, gets a breast put in like a woman, if you have someone like that, he would not be safe being sent to general population males prison. However, there needs to be an area where men can be put that are trans that go to prison, biological men, that is not in the women's spaces, because we do have the opposite problem happening now where biological men are being put in spaces where women go and it makes it unsafe. And I see a lot of it's funny, the people that are coming to defense of these horrible violent men that were protesting today are more men, because they don't understand that women are in so much more danger from these measures than biological men. They don't have to walk around the streets at night worried about their safety. They don't have these kind of fears. That it's not ingrained in them because they haven't lived it. But biological women, we live with that fear every single day. And you could see it on Kelly's face. This poor woman is absolutely traumatized by what she went through today. And it's a disgusting reflection of the current state of New Zealand. But why did it happen? If Kelly had just turned up, not many people even knew this woman was coming in, right? Like, I didn't know much about her before the media started to put her face everywhere and say she's some horrible white supremacist, of which I've never seen her say anything negative about anybody's race ever, because she hasn't. They just label these people, they lie about them, and then they blew it up in the media because they wanted this level of violence. They wanted people to protest against her so harshly that she was pushed out of the country voluntarily. And the police are nowhere to be found. The police were there at her event, and they were down the hill away from where she was while she was being assaulted. People were going up to them repeatedly asking, why aren't you doing anything? Where are you? And they were like, don't ask us that. Just well, if you keep asking us things, we can't do our job. Well, you're not doing it right now, bro. This woman's being assaulted and just up there, and you're not doing anything. Why were they not surrounding her? They could see how violent these people were getting, and yet they were doing nothing. Why don't our New Zealand police care about biological women? And this is the thing. No one is trying to say that trans people should not exist. I personally have not seen that argument anywhere by anybody. Maybe some fringe person in the depths of nowhere that no one listens to. But I've never seen somebody with a bigger voice in New Zealand saying trans people should not exist. What I have seen is people saying women, biological women, need to be protected because they are the ones at risk. Just like trans men who are biological women, they're more at risk than biological men. It's a basic facts. I can't believe we're even having this argument. How is it 2023 and I'm having to even say this? How dumb are people getting? Like, where is our society going where I even have to make a live stream explaining the basics of biology to New Zealand and protecting the rights of biological women because they're weaker? And then you see this ridiculous argument where people are going, there's no biological differences. Right, except for the fact that biological men are 40% stronger upper body strength. But no biological differences, guys, none whatsoever. This is getting so ridiculously out of hand, and it's someone else said, I think it was that guy that writes for the Herald who was playing victim on TV going, I'm so worried for my safety, but I'm gonna go instead just in case. I'm worried for my safety, but I have to do this for the people. And then he's sitting up there celebrating as she's being assaulted. He's not worried about people's safety. He just wants to make sure that no one else has a voice. Because he wants his narrative put through, but he doesn't believe in the freedom and the right for anybody else to speak that doesn't agree with him. That's the reality of these people. Then she, in one of her previous videos, Kelly's previous videos, she did up a zipper and they screen grabbed it and edited it to try and make it look like she was doing the hand symbol of the okay sign, which apparently is some white supremacist thing, although a lot of people still use it as the okay sign. But she was doing up her zipper. So they're screen grabbing tiny parts of her previous videos trying to say that she's a Nazi. Which is ironic, because there was one person wearing an Azov battalion hat at that event, and you know what? He was brown. He wasn't white. And you know who the Azov battalion are? They are a group of white supremacists, but they're from Ukraine. But we've not been allowed for the last year to say there's any white supremacists in Ukraine, until, of course, Kelly comes to speak, and then if anyone's wearing anything who may or may not have been on Kelly's side or the trans side, nobody actually knows, then, of course, we bring up that some Ukrainian Azov battalion are actually Nazis. It's like, this is such an upside down society where you're never allowed to talk about something until it works for their narrative, and then all of a sudden you're allowed to talk about it. And that's been the consistency over the last few years. But the real shame is that Kelly is not holding her event in Wellington tomorrow. I think she should. But I mean, of course, I'm not her, and she doesn't realise that we do have a huge amount of people that would have come and supported her had we even really known much more about the event. But I think now the support that's out there for her would be huge, because people are truly disgusted by what they saw today. I know I was shocked when I saw the images. And I know that as a woman who does have a bit of a following here in New Zealand, I would not have been safe at that event. I probably would have been mobbed by those people because they know me and they don't like me, because I do speak up for women's rights and biological women's rights and our right to choose and our right to be safe and our right for freedom of speech, which is something that this group absolutely hates. Because I didn't see any violent protesters protesting against Pride, but apparently they're the victims, even though they're the ones violently assaulting women. Seems a bit odd, doesn't it? How does that work? Anyway, if anyone has any footage of today, any videos, photos of anything that went down, please email it to me or private message it to us, because I would love to see all of your stuff. I think there's a lot more that people need to see out from today. I was not up there. I'm in Christchurch. So if you have stuff, please send it through. I've had a bit come through from people, but I'd love to see all of it and understand every single perspective of where you were. So have a great night, everybody. And to Kelly, if she ever sees this message, on behalf of all the sane women in New Zealand who understand basic biology, I'm so sorry for what you went through today.
Good on her. Good on her for saying that.
Very good.
Good grief. Chantel, that was good. You know, I couldn't believe it. I'm out working on the farm and I come back in and Counterspin Media, Hannah and Calvin and Chantel, they're out there, they're doing this. And I can't get over it. How do they know? How do they know to be there?
They're fabulous, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really on...
Ear to the ground.
Ear to the ground. This is mainstream media whipping up angst as Posey Parker touches down. So let's go to TV1.
One of our most marginalised communities, ready to make their voices heard.
Stand up! It's very quiet.
When hate speech is allowed to fester within our society, we must fight back.
They're gearing up to confront anti-trans activist Posey Parker at Auckland's Albert Park tomorrow. Some preparing to travel from other cities to be there.
We're not going to let people like that hurt us. And I think that if there's a good show tomorrow of solidarity, I think it's really important.
She's been allowed to enter the country after a last-minute High Court bid to block her arrival failed.
Of course she
landed at Auckland Airport just moments ago.
It feels like globally and nationally more hate is being whipped up towards us.
Posey Parker's recent rallies in Australia, attended by neo-Nazis, have many here on edge.
It does concern me that that particular individual does court the far right.
We are on the precipice of violence here towards rainbow communities and trans communities in particular.
She's given just one interview with local media so far.
Women across New Zealand are very, very afraid. What do you think the motive is of a man in a woman's face? What do you think his motives might be?
But Women's Refuge say her claims don't stack up.
We've been happily accommodating trans women for several years now, maybe years, without a single problem.
Transgender a 2019 person. Survey found transgender and non-binary people in New Zealand experienced sexual violence three times more than women in the general population.
This isn't trans people who are actually posing harm to our communities. It's people like her.
Trans communities standing united in the face of continuing adversity.
And Te Aniwa is live with us from Auckland Airport, where Posey Parker has just arrived. Kia ora, Te Aniwa. Let's take this forward. What's expected over the weekend?
Kia ora, Simon. Well, firstly, yes, Posey Parker has touched down in Aotearoa. She has arrived in Auckland and is expected to walk through those arrival gates behind me any moment now. Look, we are expecting huge numbers at Albert Park tomorrow. I think those extraordinary images we saw of neo-Nazis attending a Posey Parker rally across the ditch have really amplified those anxieties, that tension ahead of her rally here. Police have told One News they will be present and ready to respond to any issues that might arise. But supporters of both sides have said to us that they intend to attend the rally peacefully tomorrow, but there are safety concerns on both sides. We even spoke to parents of trans children who said they won't be bringing their kids or their teens to the rally tomorrow because they don't want to expose them to any potential hostility from anti-trans groups. Look, it's clear that this issue is very real and very personal for many whānau across Aotearoa. It's also clear that whatever happens tomorrow, both sides are determined to have their say.
Well, that was a complete opposite, wasn't it? That was what actually happened. See, this is the beat-up. The media were actually inciting people, but and they're also programming the viewer to expect all the bad stuff to come from people like me.
That's right.
Just normal
Interesting,
people.
Isn't it?
But in actual fact, we were attacked by these weirdos, these perverts. I mean, you probably won't want to say that, but I will. There's something wrong. They're mentally ill, or they're demonically possessed. I don't know what it is. Why would you want to change your sex? Why would you want to destroy yourself like that? But they need our love and care. These people. They don't need us to be involved in their mental disorder. We need to help them, not encourage them. So that was the beginning of it. That was the media whipping up the angst against Posey Parker. So this is sort of prepping up, ready to go for the march.
And the rotunda there, you can see that where she eventually goes was going to speak, but then attacked by a woman squirting tomato sauce all over her head and clothing.
So that's probably Brian Tamaki's boys.
It's Brian Tamaki and the boys, yes. Yeah. They have a quick chat to Brian.
Legislation where we're going to legislate two genders only, male and female.
So Brian, what is a woman?
A woman is a girl that's born at biological birth and has a vagina, and a man is a male that's born at biological birth who has a penis.
So can men give birth?
No, that men can't give birth.
Why are you here at this protest? Is this your protest?
Oh, I'm just on my way around to ATSC to the real one.
But you support Posey Parker, wouldn't you, in her stance?
I don't necessarily, no, not really.
What about her free speech that she basically wants transgenders to stop taking away the rights of women and girls and putting men in women's sports and in women's bathrooms.
Well, I think that that's important to understand that we believe everybody has the right to choose.
So here comes the gays, or no, probably not gays, but transgenders.
All toilets that allow men who have transgender women to go into toilets.
Especially with young girls, right?
Exactly.
There might be paedophiles or something that want to go in there.
Well, you know what, I don't know, but I just don't think it's natural.
It's not safe.
No, it's not safe. You've got boys and you've got women's toilets.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll see you later.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because he is really not up to the play with Posey Parker.
Yes.
No, he doesn't know anything about it. He should have.
No.
If he knew about her, he would have said, yep, I agree with her. And Hannah had to help him say, well, she's got the right to free speech. And you know, he should have said, absolutely.
But, yeah, no, but he obviously wasn't up on what was happening.
What's with the bike? What's with the bikey business? What's it all about? Anyway, so that's that piece. So that was Hannah Alp from Counterspin Media.
From Counterspin.
Yeah. Yeah. But didn't she help Brian Tamaki out?
She did.
She could have made him look like an idiot because he wasn't informed as to who this woman was.
Yeah, she was very good
That. Yeah. She actually did him a favour. So a bit better favour than I'm doing right now of poor old Brian. I like Brian Tamaki, but I'm really
like
surprised at his response there. Anyway, so that's that. Why are they wearing masks still at this time of the... Is there still a pandemic? Is there? I don't know. Okay, so that was that one. And then, let's have a listen. This is Hannah. Here's Hannah.
Okay, we are at the Let Women Speak event. And what can I say? It's pretty crazy. I'll turn around and you can see all the supporters of Posey Parker here on the inside of the barriers. And then outside the barriers, the trans supporters. So I'll just flick the camera around so you can see. So the aim is obviously to cause as much noise as possible to drown Posey and the other women out who want to speak. And that's all that's happening today, is women speaking about what it means to be a woman and the fact that having men in women's spaces and in girls' spaces is actually dangerous, and having men in women's sport goes against all those rights that women fought for. So let's see how it goes. We've already spotted the fascists, which are actually Antifa dressed up as fascists, so they're probably going to try and start some shit.
And they certainly did, didn't they? They started some nonsense.
Just a lot of noise, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolute rubbish. Hannah is fabulous. She's trained as a journalist. She's done media studies and all sorts of other things. She's very clever. And I think she's got a degree. She was a leftist. She was believed in the global warming. You know, what do they call that now? Climate. They change it because the Earth's not warming anymore, so they change it to climate change.
Climate change, yes.
Yeah. And so
that's right. It was global warming originally, wasn't it?
And now here's another little piece. This is all off Counterspin, by the way. It's upside down. It happens, doesn't it, sometimes? There you go, that's better.
Yeah, if we just turn on an angle.
Is your left ear going a bit weird? Coming in and out?
No.
Oh, that's not wrong. So that's 3 minutes, but there must be... Why is it upside down?
Okay, we are at the...
Oh, it actually just went to Hannah again, so I'll just quickly find out what happened there, Lanny. Don't know why I'm doing that. I'm just learning here. We could do with the producer, couldn't we?
We could, actually, yeah. Yeah, we need a producer. Although you're doing marvellously, I think, Grant.
Thank you very much. Okay, here's another little one. Let's have a listen to that.
Hey, guys.
Who's this?
Hannah here from Counterspin, former Green Party member.
This is good.
So, yeah, can you just tell me, what did you guys think of Posey Parker being violently assaulted and having what looked like tomato sauce tipped all over her?
We are here to reject the violence and hate of transphobia. We are here to raise love for our trans people and community above hate. And I'm so proud of the mobilising of people from across so many communities to stand in strong solidarity, because trans people are terrific.
So you condone that violence? You condone that violence against you?
Trans people are taonga. Trans people are terrific. Trans people are true. Trans people are fantastic. And trans people are tired of being oppressed and discriminated.
But they're not.
I am a prevention violence minister, and I know who causes violence in the world. It is white cis men.
Okay, but so what is a woman?
So trans are taonga.
What's a woman?
Trans women are women. Te ao Māori was never so boring as binary.
She's insane. The woman's mentally ill. She's in government.
Either that or
she's
drunk.
She's a Greens woman. No, that's how they are.
What about women being pregnant? So you're saying a man can be pregnant? Okay, so the Greens condone violence.
The Greens condone violence. That's what that absolutely shows us. Right. So that was that.
And this.
Yeah, carry on.
Sorry, Grant.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking, you know, they're saying that Posey is against transgender. It's not. It's just against the sexualization of children with transgender bearded men.
Exactly.
You know, they're actually taking it out of context, aren't they?
Exactly. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So this is, she mentioned that she had some sauce or fake blood poured on her. This is that. And take a look at her bodyguard. Brilliant. Brilliant. Yes. Restraint.
He's very good. Yeah. Very quick to action.
Marvellous.
The bodyguard quickly grabbed the woman.
Let's watch that again, okay? Because I cut the heads off. Try that. That's better, eh?
There it is.
Oh, you missed that as well.
No, we got it there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
See how gentle he is with that woman? He just laid her down.
Yes, very good.
Is it a woman or might it be a man dressed up as a woman? Just confusion, isn't it?
And just, you know, the person with the horn, it's just chaos and jolly annoying. Mm. Yeah, that'd be annoying to be
around. They're trying to disrupt, they're trying to stop free speech, aren't they?
That's what they're trying to do. Shut her up, have her not do. Yeah.
So it's the same old, but there she is. Look, Posey's, that's her there videoing.
Yes.
And there's the security.
And that's actually quite good, I thought.
Yeah,
you know,
she was brave to do that.
Also can be used as a evidence. Security thing for herself, because if she thinks, well, if I video them, you know, I'll catch anyone that runs up to attack me again.
That's right.
Isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
And did they actually grab her? I think they did, didn't they? Let women speak. Absolutely. But they're not going to do that, these creepy people.
No. No, they're drowning her out.
So this doesn't go on for long. There's a security guy there.
Yes.
But look at that. Who's that on the ground?
So this is the point, the woman pushed
the guy. There's a bit of a fight.
And this is the point where Chantel Baker was saying that apparently they were down there saying to the police, look, where are you? Posey is up the front. She's been assaulted by this woman with a tomato sauce.
Where are you?
And they, you know, didn't really come till the end. It was these guys up here, the security in the orange jackets, who ushered her from the stage, and eventually the police took over, but very reluctant to help her.
Yeah, that's disgraceful. They should have been all around her. They knew what was coming. Yes. They knew that they. I believe that whoever's in charge, was it Acosta? They don't want people like Posey.
Yes.
They don't want to hear, and they allowed these horrible animals. Really, they act like animals. They wanted her to be hurt by them, so she wouldn't come back. She's going to call off the next event, isn't she? Because of it, that's what they want. She
tomorrow
shouldn't,
in Wellington.
She shouldn't do it. She should go. And the police. We'll hear the police in a minute saying, "No, it's even worse in Wellington." I don't think it is. I think Auckland's much worse than Wellington, but we'll soon find out. Let's have a look now at. Next one on the list. So that was Posey Parker being assaulted, and police did nothing. They absolutely did. So here we go. Have a look at this one. That sounds like Hannah.
Gosh. That's Hannah from Counterspin.
Hannah from Counterspin,
Excuse
me.
feel the crowd.
Listen to this.
And it really needs to be dealt with. This is not good enough. There's some serious
Look
stuff
at that.
Going on. It's a fact. There's some Antifa in there that are going to pretend to be fascists. And I'm warning you now, if anything goes on, it's on you guys.
Good.
Listen, excuse me.
That's Hannah.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
She's about to have a baby.
They're walking away. They're walking straight past her.
No. Yeah, they are. It's a setup. She's absolutely right. Cops.
I'll tell you what it reminds me of, the feel of it, is from watching the January 6th
yes.
with what happened there at the
yes.
Capitol.
Yes.
You know, the angry feel of the crowd, that was set up, wasn't it?
Antifa
on hand.
Yeah.
The Capitol in America, I mean. Not Wellington.
City.
Okay, hi everybody. I am outside the Auckland Central Police Hub looking for Posey Parker, aka Kelly J. Keane. She has had her event shut down up at Albert Park, her free speech event, Letting Women Speak, due to all the transgender, gender confused people who wouldn't let her have her free speech event. Mm. She was then taken. She was actually assaulted, firstly, with some tomato sauce, and then apparently she's had a knife held to her throat as well. So she is allegedly at the police station making a complaint about that because security had to remove her. The crowd who were opposing her swamped the stage. The event did not go ahead, and then she was removed by the police, ultimately, put in the police car, and she's apparently at the police station. So I've been in here.
Mm.
They don't know anything about it at this point. I've given her our phone number because we've been trying to get her all week because we want to reach out to her and have a panel discussion with former mainstream media journalist Liz Gunn and Vision New Zealand leader Hannah Tamaki, who also had an event today to stop the sexualisation of children. So please, if anybody is watching this and you can get hold of Posey Parker, we need to give her a long format platform to discuss what's happened today, the importance of free speech and the importance of women being women and women's spaces being safe and not being threatened by men who dress in dresses and think they can invade women's spaces and invade women's sports and put our girls at risk as well in the changing rooms and the toilets. This is a really important issue. Posey deserves her voice to be heard. She's been shut down. So please share this far and wide. If you are in Posey's team here in New Zealand, reach out to us, info@counterspinmedia.com, or post something in our Telegram chat because we really want to give her a platform. Thanks, guys.
Brilliant. And that's Hannah.
Brilliant.
Absolutely good work. Good work from Hannah.
Very well done.
Yeah. And then, so here's Hannah again.
Hey guys, I just want to do a quick little video. I am okay, I am well. I am here with Rob. He has been my chauffeur and security today. He's done a great job. While Calvin's obviously still down in Christchurch. And we are just going to have a quick little break over at Mission Bay. Have a drink, have something to eat. And then we are still just hoping that Posey Parker will come through and, you know, hopefully she's okay. And we just wanted to offer her a platform. So, you know, Liz Gunn and Hannah Tamaki are really keen to do a panel discussion with her, break down what happened today and also why she was wanting to speak and what her message is, and give her the chance to have some free speech. It was very clear today that people don't want her to have free speech. And it's very, very disturbing, actually. I think that's the overall consensus of what happened today. Go to the Telegram chat and you'll also see the video with Marama Davidson, the co-leader of the Green Parties, refusing to condemn the violence that happened to Posey Parker today.
Disgraceful.
She had a knife held to her throat also, and she's making a complaint at the police station. And also she obviously had some tomato sauce tipped all over her. So I will do a better update shortly, but just so you know, yes, I am safe. I left as quickly as I could just to get away because, it did get pretty crazy.
Well, the New Zealand police are against free speech, and so is this government.
Mm.
They won't allow anyone that has a different opinion to them. And they I'd say that the police were told to stand down. so that this woman could, that Posey Parker could be taught a lesson by these activists. That's what it looked like, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, and certainly what it looked like.
Yeah, obviously they didn't want her to be killed, so they came in eventually and helped her get rid of her, help her get out of the situation she was in. But they wanted her to get bloodied and bruised. There's no doubt about that. And that's disgraceful. I'm ashamed of my I'm ashamed of my country. So, but there is one here of Posey Parker actually in the police car, and I want you to hear this, Leanne, because here's the one of her. Apparently, I don't think it is a knife. It just sort of looks like it, doesn't it? Let's have a look. I'll play that if I can. Oh, it's just a photograph, so people can see that. But apparently, it might not be a knife. It kind of looks like a knife.
No, that was that was. They were unsure in the end.
Yeah. And then, so this, I think, is interesting. We'll have a quick look. This is footage from the Posey Live. Let's have a look at that. I don't even know what to call them. They keep changing. They keep adding letters to their cause. So I don't know what they are. The alphabet,
they do.
Alphabet people, I suppose. We should just call them, the alphabet people. Is that okay? Can we do that? We can do whatever we want, man.
Let's run with that, Grant. It's your show.
It's my show. It's my program. You do what you're told, eh? I'm the oldest. You're younger than me. I've got 3 years on you.
That's right. You're the older brother.
You'll be putting me in a box, though, won't you, I suppose, later on.
You want to be nice to me. I might be looking after you.
I'm looking forward to the rapture. I don't want to go in a box. So this is just more stuff, isn't it, that goes on and on. I think it's – I'll just zoom forward. It just looks like – oh, here we go. Oh, look, we better watch that. Let's see if it is a knife. Hang on, we'll go back because we need to see. They've actually attacked her here. Here we go. Watch this. That's her. That's Posey. Oh, my God. She's
here. Yeah. That's right. There she is. Yeah.
They've got her.
Yeah.
She's almost like she's lying down on the ground.
Or is that where they're escorting her and the crowd are pushing in? I think it might be on an angle. Yeah.
You think so? Here you go, you watch.
I think so. Yeah, I think they're walking.
Listen to them. Listen to these.
It sounds like people are yelling in at her.
Screaming at her. Abusive. Frightening her.
Yeah, just awful.
Fear.
It's frightening.
Look at her, poor woman.
I'm
ashamed of my country.
Oh, listen to that. Swearing at her.
Poor woman, look at her.
Yeah. Oh.
But the media are responsible for this. They incited this. This is the media need to be held responsible.
Listen to that. Swearing at her. Just evil. That would really be frightening for her. Yeah.
I think they get her into the, now the police come and help. Here we go. Here's the police. Finally.
Finally, as she gets out.
Listen
to
this, Leanne. This is important to listen to the conversation in the car. Good grief.
Oh my God. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Just get us to a police station. It'll be fine.
I thought they were going to crush us to death. Oh my God.
All security units go to 48. The only place, Josh.
He's quite a big guy next to me.
Sorry, man. Get all the guards to Emily Place now, out of here. Come on. ABB85. Yeah, you got the package. Just trying to get a crowd copy. We're
got,
in the
got the package.
She's the package.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You're right.
Everything in code.
And that's Posey. She's so delightful.
Sorry, 10-4.
Yeah.
You listen to her. She's so polite.
I think about lost my case, but saved my life.
Got a sense of humour. But listen to what the policeman says to her.
Can you just lock the doors for us, please, MJ? If you
So he's obviously sitting next to her.
Yeah. Ah, spitting on a police car, that's a good idea. Jesus.
Not enough police.
Just don't want men in our spaces, and this is what happens. Think it'd be worse in Wellington?
Yeah.
Did
you hear that?
Maybe it's time to.
Let's hear that again.
Think it'd be worse in Wellington?
Maybe it's time to. I think so.
We can't do it.
Protect you.
No. Okay. It's
hundreds of thousands of people.
No. Okay.
That's disgraceful.
Can we possibly go to your like a police station?
They should have said, we will protect. Don't worry. This is New Zealand. We're a democracy. We are law-abiding people. These people are out of order. You go to Wellington and you speak freely. We'll be there to protect you.
Yeah.
But he said, oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he said, we can't protect you.
We've got the wrong people in the police. We've got real weirdos now that have taken over our police force. They're not the constabulary that you and I knew when we were kids. You know, when you can walk up to a policeman and ask them, hey, I'm lost or I need something. They're there to help you. I remember when I was street preaching, someone was swearing in my face, and the policeman said, would you like me? I can arrest him for that. That's like assault.
Wow.
You want me to arrest him? And I said, oh, no, it's okay. But thanks. Thank you. And I said, I really appreciate you being here. You should go. No, you should stay and speak the truth. You have got the right to speak freely in our country, and we will protect you. We'll make sure that this doesn't happen in Wellington.
Yeah, he was putting her off, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yeah, terrible. We'll just hear the end of this, and then we'll carry on.
Can we go to College Hill?
Yeah, please, if that's all right. I just feel there's somebody put a threatening note through my door in my hotel today, so...
We'll just go to your station for a while, if you don't mind. College, it'll be fine, that'd be great.
Can you just let the Ops Commander know that?
Ops Command, ABB 85. Just on Wellesley, we're going to bring the package to Auckland City Hub, probably.
Bring the package.
That guy who told all the lies about me in the new...
You guys need an ambulance or anything? I see a bit of blood there, sir. Or is it food?
Oh, no, it's food. It's just tomatoes.
Tomato sauce. You guys need any injury?
Did you hear what she said, Leanne? That guy that told all the lies about me on the media, who would that be?
I'm not sure.
Let's just hear that again.
Yes.
That guy who told all the lies about me in the news.
You guys need an ambulance or anything? I see a bit of blood there, sir.
He just ignored her, didn't he?
He did.
It's just tomatoes.
So that's her security.
Injuries or anything like
that? I've got no injuries.
No, just grave fears.
The security guy is at the
place.
Yeah, he was good.
One of the women got punched in the face. She got a black eye. She was about 70.
Attacking woman, punching woman. And we're hearing more and more of that, aren't we?
And that Greens woman, that Greens lady. She said that it was all caused by us. That's what she was saying, wasn't it? You know, when she was being interviewed by Hannah, it was all caused by us.
By the media.
Yeah. No. We are the problem. We are the violent ones, apparently.
Oh, yes.
And what was it? She said cis, C-I-S, cis men. What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we've got to keep up. We've got to get up with the play. We don't know. We need to learn this queer stuff.
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
Do our homework.
I'm terrible. Yeah, I'm gonna know all about it. I don't know. I'll have to. Here we go.
I mean, when a mob changes, it's it works like a organism, doesn't it? That once they start getting really angry, it just builds.
He's not even answering her. That's rude.
Absolutely.
That's rude.
They're intimidating her as well.
That's really heavy. It's quite heavy.
She's so nice.
Thank you very much.
So pleasant. The one in front.
Would have loved to have heard her speak and what she had to say.
The Maori or Island woman
on the rotunda.
She's just brainwashed. She just speak what she should be saying. You poor thing. I'm so sorry. This is not our country. And you go to Wellington, and we'll make sure that you're safe in Wellington.
Yes, absolutely.
Man, I just can't believe it. You can't rely on the police force anymore. It's all over, isn't it? When you can't rely on the cops.
Looks like they've been, infiltrated by some wrong thinking, isn't it? And really, in the last few years.
Yeah. Mm. So here is Chanel Lal. And Hannah is interviewing him. He's a Fijian New Zealand LGBT rights activist known for spearheading the movement to ban conversion therapy in New Zealand. Lal is a model, a columnist for New Zealand Herald, and a political commentator.
Would you like to say why you're here today?
Why I'm here?
Yeah.
I'm here to stand with all the trans people and support them to stand in their humanity.
Yeah. Because can I ask you a question, just genuinely? Like, this is just, I differ in my opinion in terms of, like, I do think women are women. And
so
I'm,
why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, so you do think women.
Women are women, yes.
And because I'm pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you say that there's a difference between me and a trans woman actually being able to give birth?
Well, are you talking about
Oh, it's just the audio because they've fully drowned out.
I see.
I just want to get what you say.
Are you talking about reproductive organs or are you talking about gender?
Well, I'm talking about the definition of a woman being like an adult female.
I think it's real. Oh, well, that's not the definition of woman.
What's your definition?
Look at the difference.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. He's what the Bible calls an effeminate man, effeminate. And the Bible's really against that. It's an abomination what he's doing there. Acting like a woman. Are you there, Lenny, or I lost you?
I'm here.
you're not allowed to agree.
The sex and gender identity and gender expression and sexuality are four different things that often get mistaken for each other. Sex is about someone's physiological attributes, someone's chromosomes and genes and secondary sex organs and reproductive organs. Gender is how a person understands their role in society and their interaction with society.
That's nonsense.
Sex are obviously things like female and male and intersex. So we see sex as more than male and female. It's just a binary.
See, that's absolute nonsense.
That's the thing. Talking in confusion.
Yeah. Men and women.
Which is often what happens, and no one understands it, really.
No,
yes.
They use all this language that you don't understand.
Yeah.
So we'll hear a bit more of him. He goes on for a few minutes. But it's interesting. Hannah did a brilliant interview with him.
She really did.
Yeah.
It is not a binary. It is not a binary of male and female, because there are people who are born with a combination of, secondary sex characteristics or a combination of...
Are those what you would call intersex?
Yes,
Like, what's the percentage of intersex people
born? Does it matter?
No, I'm just interested, just out of a percentage-wise.
I don't think it's necessary for us to quantify how many people exist. How many people in a certain group exist for us to respect their humanity?
Oh, no, I'm not talking... I, of course, respect them.
Yes,
no, I'm not talking about disrespecting them. I'm just wondering from a scientific, point of view.
I think it's irrelevant because regardless of whether there's one or a million, we respect those people because those people exist.
Yeah, I would not agree... I disagree with you on that at all.
Yeah.
How many genders are we up to at the moment?
I don't actually sit around counting genders because I'm not obsessed with it. I think a lot of transphobic people are really obsessed with, gender and what's in people's heads. And I think that's a very perverted way to think about people.
Did you get that? Transphobic. We're transphobic.
Transphobic, yes.
Yeah. See how you twist that round? Look, the fact that...
no straight answer, is it?
And
he gives no straight answers.
And he's a liar. Brad. Because the fact that they call themselves LGBT, I mean, we don't go out and say we're heterosexual, do we? And go marching up the street and, flaunt our heterosexualness, do we? We're not identified by our sex, by our sexual activities, are we? These people are.
No.
LGBT.
Yes.
What is that? L, lesbian. G, gay. What's the B? I know that's I'm getting confused with the British, British motor car.
Is it the binary? See, I'm way behind in all my learning up on things too. I wonder, is it binary?
I don't know. I thought it was a sports car in Britain. Actually, LGBT. They were quite a nice vehicle, weren't they? LGBT little sports car. That's what I thought. Anyway, well,
that must be it.
That'll be it.
We'll do a bit more research. We will.
We're newbies to this. I mean, we're only young.
We're newbies.
We? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't walk around the world thinking, oh my God, what kind of genitalia does this person have? And I think transphobic people can actually get really fixated on that. So, yeah, I don't sit around counting genders. For me, if I'm interacting with a person, I see that person for who they are, and irrespective of their gender, I'm going to respect them.
Yeah. No, I agree.
If they're a good person, and their gender doesn't actually.
I totally agree, and whatever you want to call yourself, you can call yourself.
Sorry, yeah. And I'd say the same to you.
Oh, yeah. The one last thing is the sports, though, right? Would you agree that there's a difference between men and women physically, the sports?
I think neither one of us are medical professionals, neither one of us are hormone specialists, neither one of us are bone specialists. Neither one of us are actually experts in this area, unless you are and you can give me your qualifications and I can stand corrected. But I think neither one of us are qualified to comment on someone's physiological ability to participate in this thing. So I think the best way...
More confusion, eh? More confusion.
And, more confusion. And just no straight answers. They're not going to give that. And I think that's usually how you know something's a little bit odd when there's no straight answers.
No.
Just an observation. We don't need to be a professional, though, right, to know that.
You know, you're talking about anecdotal evidence. For example, a lot of transphobic people have, for example, been, protesting outside drag story hours because they say that drag queens are grooming children. So what I've done is I've looked at the criminal records of this country, right? From 1990 to 2022, I've looked at the criminal records and no drag queen has been convicted of assaulting, molesting, raping, or hurting a child. No drag queen. So no drag queen, right? But then I went and looked at, how many Catholic church leaders have been convicted for molesting and raping and abusing children. I found at least 20.
Yeah, that's
so
terrible.
My question to, these transphobic groups are, why are you protesting outside a public library where a drag queen is reading books in a public space that everyone can observe when no drag queen has ever been convicted?
Because they're actually committing sexual abuse right there.
That's right. They're grooming the kids for
they're
later.
Grooming. Yeah, that's right. I saw one gyrating on the floor, with not many clothes on in a library. I don't know if it was an American library or here in New Zealand, but, we're having them every week, I think, aren't we?
Yeah.
Transgender people performing scantily sexually clothed in libraries and children seeing that they're all, these men... Transgender people moving sexually and our young children. I saw one photo, it was a young little baby over the shoulder. That should not be happening. That there is sexual abuse right there. And
exactly.
It's been occurring. And that's what everybody up in arms
that's
about.
That's exactly right. When you come after our kids, then, you. Mm. But it's not so much the bearded men. That he's quite right. They're not they're probably the drag queens. They're not the ones committing the crimes. Although I doubt that. But it's the people like him actually. It's the people that are the Antifa types and the real feminist. What do you call those people? They're just you see them out there and they're really angry, and they'll stop you from speaking. Those are the ones that are committing the crimes. In my book. So we'll just finish off with him and then we'll skitter to something else. How's that?
I agree.
Sounds good.
That stuff is bad. What's happening
Hang
in
on.
The Catholic
Church? I'm going to turn him up.
You will not find any disagreement with me.
Fear of the Catholic Church? Warranted. 20 of them are convicted pedophiles.
Yeah.
Fear of drag queens? Unwarranted.
I think can I make one counter argument to that is female strippers going to read books to children. I wouldn't want that either.
But female strippers are not reading books to children.
I know, but I wouldn't want that either.
You're creating a hypothetical situation that doesn't exist to fear monger amongst people, and that's the problem. There are no strippers reading books to children in New Zealand. And for you to suggest that they are, is, you know...
He's right. They're male strippers reading
they're
books.
Male...
Dressing up as women. Yeah,
performing R18 shows.
See how he twisted all around?
That's right, he did, and lied, and basically lied.
Yes, he did. And why don't these drag queens, these bearded men, why don't they go to the old people's homes and perform to them? You know why they don't? Because they're not after them. They're after little children.
They want the young minds of the children. That's what behind it all, isn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting, Grant, I heard transgender person speaking and, you know, against the library thing. And he said it is an R18 adult show. He said at those shows, he said there is a lot of sexual stuff going on. And he said children should not be around that type of thing, dressed that way. But some of the movements are sexual and these young children should not be seeing that. You know,
that was good that he said that.
Very good, actually.
So what are parents doing, taking their children to that? What's wrong with them?
He was saying they were wanting to appear as if they're, you know, modern and hip and in with all the latest lingo and up with, you know, the woke crowd. And he said, if you want to do that, you know, do that with something else, but not with this, not with your children.
Well, good on him.
And I thought that was particularly good.
Can you remember who that person was? We must follow him up.
Yes, it was on TBNZ Telegram.
Right.
I'll send that to you. I haven't got the name,
but
he was particularly good.
Thank you. Well, we'll just finish off with Chanel Lull, this young fellow who's effeminate. There's no doubt about it.
It's a sexual thing for adults.
It undermines your argument when you straight up lie.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk and that we've had a civil conversation.
Thank you.
May disagree, right? But I respect you as a person and I'd hope you respect me as a person.
Well, thank you for talking to me and I hope I've clarified some things for you.
Yeah, do you respect me as a person even if we disagree?
Well, I don't know you.
Yeah, so but you're wanting...
I'm not going to come in here. I'm not going to come here and disrespect you.
Can't give a straight answer.
No. No, it's just... Not at all, is it? It's just, you know, chaotic confusion being spouted out and probably all the same being said by others.
He insulted her and then Hannah came back with, just ignored it and was pleasant. And then he turned it all around, you know, and pretend. hear that again. I'll just show you what I mean.
We disagree?
Well,
hang on.
But I respect you as a person, and I'd hope you respect me as a person.
Well, thank you for talking to me, and I hope...
No, it was before then. You watch.
When you straight up lie.
Hear that?
I appreciate you taking the time to talk, and that we've had a civil conversation.
See that? He said, when you straight up lie. She never lied.
Yes.
And then she just ignored it and said, I appreciate that you've had a straight up conversation with me. What a lovely girl, Hannah Alpers.
That was very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
We may disagree, right? But I respect you as a person, and I'd hope you respect me as a person.
Well, thank you for talking to me, and I hope I've clarified some things for you.
Yeah, do you respect me as a person even if we disagree?
Well, I don't know you.
He couldn't answer that.
He can't answer that one. No, because he cannot answer it, because the answer is no. I cannot respect you because... I don't agree with your ideology. I don't agree with your old biblical type beliefs. Because it is biblical, isn't it, really? Men. There were men and women. That's all there is. Pastor Lloyd used to say, I've got three children, one of each. We all used to laugh.
Three children, one of each.
I don't know what to be thinking now. Do you have anything to add to that? It's got about a minute to go on it.
No, I don't.
Should we just finish off and then
Yes.
So, but you're wanting...
I'm not going to come in here. I'm not going to come here and disrespect your humanity. I don't even know you as a person.
But you're wanting people to respect trans people for the sake of being trans, right?
No.
No, you don't.
I'm
you don't want
people
that.
To respect people because they're human beings who are not doing anything to harm anyone.
Yes, that's what I mean. We can respect each other as humans, right? Not wanting to harm each other.
Well, the thing is that I don't go around the world, you know, saying that I respect this person and I respect this person. I just do not do anything that would negatively impact them, right?
Yeah.
There's a difference. You can... Respect is earned, right? You don't have to give respect to people freely. However, everyone has a right to be free from discrimination and hatred. And that's what I can offer people.
Yeah, so I haven't disrespected you to that today,
no,
right?
I'm not saying you have.
Yeah, so I think we've had a civil conversation with mutual respect, even if we don't know each other.
Yes.
For our humanity, right?
Yes.
Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, it was nice to meet you, and I hope you have a good day today.
Thank you, you
cool.
too.
Thank you. See ya.
But he called her a liar.
He did, and he's rather passive-aggressively. He went, you know, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Liar was a bit louder.
Yeah. Posey Parker, the progressive...
Posey Parker.
What did I say?
Yes. Sorry, oh, yeah. I'm just repeating. I think she's great. I would have loved to have heard her speak.
I know.
And a shame as you were saying, Grant, that she
looks lovely. She looks a little bit like Madonna when she was younger, doesn't she?
Yes. Looks like a film
maybe
star.
Maybe a bit older. She does look like a film star.
Yes. Yeah,
Marilyn Monroe kind of looking. Let's have
yes,
a listen
she does.
To her. The Posey Parker and the Progressive Demolition of Society. So,
in real name, Kelly J. Keene Minshall. Kelly J. Keene. Kelly J. Yeah.
Well, looks like she's left the country. Activist Posey Parker seen checking in at Auckland Airport, escorted by police. After
she's gone straight home. Yeah.
Counter protest shuts down New Zealand tour. Disgraceful. Mm. It looks like Wellington protest cancelled as Posey has left the country. Controversial British activist. She's not really. She's just a woman that just wants to stand up for women. That's all it is. She's not against transgender. She's not against. She's against.
No.
She's against perverts and bearded men chit-chatting, grooming kids in
sexualizing
libraries.
Sexualizing it. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Exactly. But she's certainly not. I guarantee she's got some gay friends, as I have.
Mm,
and
absolutely.
I'll guarantee she's got some cross-dressing friends.
Transgender friends, yes.
Probably. But she's against...
nothing to do with...
nothing to do
with not
it.
Liking them and being against them.
But see how our media turned it all around?
Mm.
Let's have a look at this. So controversial British activist Posey Parker has tonight been seen checking into a flight at Auckland International Airport, escorted by numerous police. It's about time. They're trying to make out they're protecting
about time they showed up.
Yeah, about time. After facing overwhelming opposition at a rally today. No, there were criminals there, and they were stopping freedom of speech, and they actually assaulted her. And we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We should hang our heads in shame for allowing this. And we've got to speak up on this, because this cannot be allowed to continue, this sort of nonsense. Those people that attacked her like that need to be, and even shouted her down. That's actually a form of assault when they won't allow you to speak freely, and they're coming up in the rattle. They all do this. The leftists, they all do this. They'll blow things at you, what do you call it, horns, and they'll do all this stuff.
Yes.
We don't do that. We just let them speak.
Swearing loudly at her, you know, that's abuse, as you said.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they do that to us, and then we counter their argument with data.
Mm.
We don't attack them with ad hominem. The British activist, widely labelled as anti-trans, which is nonsense, was seen checking into the Emirates flight at around 6:30. Oh, that's such a shame. So she's winging it off. What a shame we didn't get to meet her. And I know that Hannah and the crew were really wanting to have a talk to her. So she's going to leave with a really bad taste in her mouth about New Zealand, that we're a bunch of lunatics. So
yes.
So that's
well, she'd just come from Australia. That, you know, I don't know, there probably would have been some protesters there, but they managed to let her talk in Australia, but not in New Zealand. So.
No. Oh, well, there you go. Well, sorry, Posey. What's her real name?
Real name, Lily. Kelly J.
Kelly J. Good publicity, though, for her. If you think, you know, really it is, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is.
Do you think that she organised that?
No. Now we're conspiracy theorists.
Well, we are a conspiracy channel, aren't we? I mean, we're not theorists.
We said we are a conspiracy theory. Let's create one.
This is the first conspiracy theory that I've... What if she jacked that all up? Well, I want you to come and attack me. Pour some sauce over my head. My bodyguard will lay you down gently. So you didn't attack her. You'd think that he would have actually put her in an arm lock or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, he was very good, her bodyguard.
He was either very good or
and very quick.
They were all acting.
Wouldn't it?
Now, look, what did I hear today? Do you remember The Holy Blood and Holy Grail, that book that was written by Michael Bagent about, and it basically, Michael Bagent, Richard Lee and somebody Lincoln, I always forget his first name, Henry Lincoln, written in the 80s, and they claim that Jesus never died on the cross, that he was either a substitute went on the cross or he was revived, and then he went on to sire children to Mary Magdalene.
Oh, yes.
And they're still alive, which destroys Christianity completely. If it's true, it destroys it. Anyway, my friend, who's written a book called A Well-Intentioned Sinner, that's Dennis Hall, that's available on... it's kind of along those lines, but it's sort of a fantasy book about it.
Right.
And he wrote that. And but I just think, he said to me today, what if Michael Bagent, because it was a law case. Remember when Dan Brown came out with the, what was it? Dan Brown had a book. Michael Bagent, Richard Lee, they took him to court because he said they plagiarized their work, Holy Blood, Holy Grail. His one was called, can you remember what that was called? The Da Vinci Code, wasn't it?
By Dan Brown. Yes, The Da Vinci Code, that's
remember
right.
The big court case. And Dennis said to me today, I wonder if they just went around and said, look, we'll sue you and that'll give us, and we'll both sell more books. I mean, you know, you've got to think, you know, something.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Yeah.
Part of me thinks, well, maybe that's what they did.
Maybe that's happened here.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Lenny. It was hard for me to get a word in edgeways. You just kept talking. I couldn't get a word in edgeways.
With me?
Yeah. Gosh, yeah. Chit-chat. No, I talk too much, don't I? Sorry about that.
No, you were wonderful. Yeah. I always like to listen to you, Graham. You're very interesting.
Oh, you're nice. Yeah. Yeah, that's weird, isn't it, that people would like to listen to me. None of my wives could tolerate me.
None of your 10 wives.
No, I'll give us a break. I don't have that many.
Oh, kidding.
Anyway.
I'm joking.
I wished I had 10. The idea is to keep them all.
Actually, we were talking about that recently, weren't we? Polygamy.
I think it's polygamy is the when women can have, I think polygamy is when either men or women can have more than one wife. But I think they call it polygyny, and I only just learnt this. It's polygyny. Is when only the man can have multiple wives. The woman must be, she can only have one wife.
Only have
One husband.
Yes.
Yeah, one husband.
One husband.
Until death.
Yes, yeah, I think if one's going to be allowed to have, you know, multiple people, I think the woman, you know, it shouldn't just be the man. The woman should have quite a few husbands too if she wants.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, that's reasonable, isn't it?
It's reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's equality.
But if you go and look in your Bible, you know that one where Jesus said that a woman is bound to her husband. He's talking about the law, actually, isn't he? Mm. That you're bound to the law while the law. But when Jesus died on the cross, the law was dead, and now we have the we are now joined ourselves to a new testament of faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, right? Faith in his sacrifice. Mm. And so, yeah, we go under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I think it's Romans 8.
That's right.
Somewhere around there. But Jesus does say that a woman is bound to her husband so long as he liveth. Doesn't say
that's right.
Doesn't say a person or a man and a woman. It just... Yes, so sorry about that, love. So that means that even if the old fella, you know, if he boots you out, well, he's caused you can't go and marry someone else, it seems. It seems that he would have caused you to commit adultery by kicking you out of the house. I'll just come on to us so we can all see your expression when I say these things that are a bit outrageous.
And under the law.
I don't know. It was Jesus was speaking, but then I suppose he hadn't died on the cross, so it was still under the law, wasn't it?
No, he hadn't died on the cross.
Yeah, so you got me there. Yeah, you got me there.
Yeah, well, that's the one I think gets a lot of people, and they're making it law for today.
So when he said a woman is bound to a husband so long as he liveth, why didn't he say a man and a woman are bound to each other so long as they're, you know, the opposite...
It's just made about the one.
Yeah, he's singled out the poor old girl.
Singled out the, which often happens, doesn't it?
Well, I'll ask him about that when when we get there.
Yeah, have it. Yeah,
at the judgment seat when he judges me for my goodness me, I better get my Bible verses right. I better get myself sorted out before the rapture.
Oh.
Do you think it's going to be a pre-tribute? I know we're digressing a bit here, but do you think we'll end up going? You know, we know Ephesians 4, isn't it? First Thessalonians 4.
Thessalonians.
Yeah, when the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. In the clouds, we get caught up with the clouds. So that means that Nana and granddad and grandma and our parents, they raise up from the grave, and then we change, right? Because 1 Corinthians 15 says that we are changed in the twinkling of an eye. And then we might be hanging around with them for 40 days. We don't know, do we? Or it could be instant.
It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.
And then it sounds like it's instant, doesn't it? You know, we'd be caught up.
I always thought
instant. We will be those who are alive and remain, isn't it? It says, those who are alive and remain will be caught up with him, which sounds great.
The only reason why I thought it might not be instant, because I always thought it was instant, because that was the way we were taught it, is that when Jesus rose from the dead, he brought a multitude with him, didn't he? The graves opened and a multitude came out with him.
That's right.
And they stayed there. It was 40 days, wasn't it, before he was ascended?
I'm not sure, but I don't know.
And I wonder whether it might be like that. They might be around for 40 days.
Could be.
Which would be interesting. Because you could have some good old times, couldn't you? Some reunions. You know, just imagine that. You know, you go.
It's true.
Before you
everyone coming back from the dead.
Yeah. Before your body's changed, right? Because they rise first. Let's get it right.
Yeah.
The dead in Christ shall rise first.
First.
And so you get. Oh, I wonder who's at the door. It's a bit late, isn't it? Oh, come Dad, in. Mum, come in. Tea, coffee, or
put
Milo.
Put the kettle on.
Come in, sit down. Yeah. Oh, it's good to see you. Kids, this is Nana and Granddad. Oh, hang on. And Grandma, where's Granddad? Hang on, we're one short. Terrible. I'm sorry.
And then that Harkins.
Well, great Granddad didn't make it. Oh, yes, no, he went off the rails. And he fell from grace. But that brings a whole new thing into it, isn't it? We'll talk about that another time.
It's a whole other story.
Are you once saved, always saved, or can you lose your salvation? It seems to me that if you've been given the gift of eternal life and then you can lose it, it wasn't a gift of eternal life in the first place, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No.
And as you and I talked about that verse that says, you know, the Lord says no one can pluck them out of my hand, you know, that no one can snatch us out of his hand once we believe in him, come to know him, no one can take that away.
I'll go with that. I think I like that. I'm glad I'm brought up in the Open Brethren Church, aren't you?
Yes,
I really am.
I think we've had great Bible knowledge and great that we know about spiritual things and salvation. Yes.
And I'm glad did Dad sit you down and teach you a bit about prophecy and things like that and tell you about
he
that.
Did
yeah
good, yes eh? He did
yeah I really yes. enjoyed those times
yeah no he it was great
and he spent quite a bit of time with our mother's father granddad close and they used to do Bible studies together probably before we were
did
born
they?
Back in the late 40s early 40s when yes. early 50s I should say so and yes. Dad said I've done all that with what was his name Arthur wasn't it
Arthur
yeah What was Nana's name? I can't remember it.
Ada.
Ada, was it?
Ada Harriet.
Yeah.
And Arthur John.
I remember Arthur. You've got to get that right, hey? You better write. Can you write that down for me, just in case I
will.
Why can't I write it down? What are you, my secretary? Yeah. So it's Ada.
Ada.
What was the middle
Ada
name?
Harriet.
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 What a lovely name, Harriet.
Harriet and Arthur John and
Harriet. Oh, I love that. And Arthur John, yeah. And didn't he play the cornet or something in the Salvation Army?
He was. I remember hearing his in the Salvation Army that he played very musical, very talented.
Yeah.
The whole family, yes.
Do you know that he taught me how to play the violin when I was about 7 or 8? He was teaching me. I used to go over there and stay
Did
there
he?
And he'd teach me the violin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then I got sick of it and didn't show up.
I got sick of hearing you play the violin. Oh, yeah. Oh. Didn't you have a really old one? And it was, you know, I don't know if it was ever.
I had not. June Brock. He did.
Oh, was it his?
No, I don't know. No, Mum bought me this one. It was a cheap Chinese thing, and it didn't sound very good. Granddad had a beautiful one, beautiful violin.
Did he?
He taught me all, you know, how to hold it and how to rosin the bow and everything.
Did he?
And he really loved it actually, teaching me.
Yes.
Mm. I remember one night I was over there staying. I don't know. Would other people be interested in our grandparents? Probably not.
But oh, we'll just carry on anyway.
Yeah, we'll do it anyway. Do you remember? No. Did you ever go and stay there? And when they were at
No, I didn't.
I did.
Yeah.
Probably because he was teaching me the violin. And I used to sleep on the little couch because it was only a little tiny place, one bedroom. And I used to sleep on the couch. And Granddad, in the morning, would come in with fresh bread. I think he might have gone off to the bakery and got fresh bread.
Wow.
And it was just the whole loaf. And then he'd slice it and he'd put butter on it and he'd fold it in half and he'd bring it in with a cup of tea.
Oh, and he'd bring lovely, it into the isn't lounge, it?
And every morning I got a cup of tea and some bread. I mean, it was delicious.
Lovely man.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's really nice.
Oh, it's really special.
I never thought it would be that nice, actually, bread, but it was nice because they did it, I think. And they, anyway, someone was snoring. I don't know who it was. I still can't figure it out to this day. Granddad said that it was Nana. And Nana said, no, it was Granddad. I don't snore.
It was Granddad.
Yeah. And anyway, they were snoring, and I was on the couch, and I got up, and I looked in, and I crept up and looked in, and I could hear this. And I couldn't figure out which one it was.
You couldn't?
I would have had to walk right into the bedroom. I was too timid to walk. I would have had to walk right in. They would have woken up. They'd probably sleep with one
eye. And they would have woken up and got a heck of a fright.
And see this being, I might have got hurt. I might have got hurt. But I never figured it out. And, I have fond memories of that, actually.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we won't go on to our family. We'll do that in a private call. But it's good having you come in, Lanny. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, Grant. It's been great joining you.
Do you want tonight. Thanks. It's for me too. And do you want to just sort of recap? What are your thoughts on this whole thing with Posey Parker? What do you make of her? And what's our country come to?
Mm. Yeah, I think she seems an amazing woman, and her purpose was great. I stand by that. She was coming over to stand up for biological woman and their protection, in toilets, public toilets, any toilets, women's prisons and changing rooms, because as Chantal Baker so rightly said, most women, we've been trained to be careful when we're younger. I know, often going into a public toilet, sometimes I'd have a quick look, and I probably still do quick look to see, because generally, if there is a perpetrator, it can be a male. And so how do women know that this transgender person isn't somebody pretending, isn't a perpetrator pretending to be transgender? And her other thing, as we said, she's not against transgender people. She's just against the sexualization of children from the and through these library readings and things like that. And so I think in that way, what have we come to, that police wouldn't race to the stage and defend Posey Parker when the person assaulted her with the tomato sauce? They should have been all over that. Others had to come to her aid.
In cuffs. Should have been in cuffs in the station.
And as you rightly said, Grant, when she said to the police, do you think I should, what will it be like in Wellington? They said, it'll be worse. We can't protect you. We can't, instead of, as you said, rightly, Grant, we will be right by you. Of course, we'll stand by you. It's your decision
yeah.
if you go to Wellington, but if you yeah. go, we will be right there protecting yeah. you. We'll
you decide.
Get extra men.
We won't let this happen to you again. We'll make sure that this doesn't happen. Yeah. We're very sorry. It was disgusting. And she was so polite. I would have been in that
she
car.
She was wonderful.
I would have said, is that the best you can do? Do you yeah. mean to say that you're not going to protect free speech? You're supposed to be there to protect the people. You're supposed to be keepers of the peace. What's yes. wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah. And at one stage she wasn't even answered. You know, she asked the police guy something. He didn't even reply. So pretty poor in that regard. It's yeah. a shame. It saddens me.
Yeah,
it saddens me.
Saddens me too. And, talking about toilets, do you remember? Yeah, sorry, did you have a thought?
No. There? You go.
Good. I don't want to interfere with your thoughts. I'm terrible. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm so full of myself. I keep talking over you. I don't know
no,
whether
you
it's
haven't.
A delay.
I think I've talked over you a few times.
Me?
Just
no,
now.
No, not you. Toilets. Now, do you remember that girl in Hamilton, that English woman that came to New Zealand, and she was all set to go and see these lovely people that she knew? It was a family friends, and she went into the toilet, and she was murdered in the toilet.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
That was shocking.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I was just talking to my your niece, my daughter, Gabriella, and she was driving in her job, and she said, I've just got to stop and go to the loo. And I said, oh, where are you going to go? And she said, oh, I'm just going to the public toilet. And I just said, oh, no, don't do that, darling. Go to a cafe or even a pub would be better than a public toilet. And I shared that story with her because, you know, and then she says, oh, yeah, I didn't really think about it. Oh, yeah, thanks for that. So yeah, you do have to talk to your kids, don't you, and warn them about
you
things
do.
Like that.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah, and
I
and
missed
so,
out on that.
I think that was great.
Yeah, but I should have told her about it a lot earlier. You know, I don't know why it never came up. But my parents, yeah. Or, you know, if you're with someone, like say she's with her boyfriend or fiance, or he would stand outside. And then you could use a toilet.
That's right.
But, and remember when our parents would stand outside the toilet?
They would. They were
we
very
were never
good.
Allowed
yes.
to go in. We'd never use one on our own. And even now at my age, if I have to go in and use one, I've got my wits about me. Because what an ideal place.
That's the thing, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
An ideal
and
place to be mugged.
Too have to be careful. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. But women especially. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible.
And I think.
I feel sorry for women having to.
As Chantel was saying, you know, particularly women who have been sexually abused and who have been attacked. And as she said, some of the women in prisons have already had violence, you know, in the home with a partner. It's not always men, but sometimes it is, you know, if they're a woman. And so, you know, that can re-traumatise them, definitely.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you, Leanne, and I hope you join me again, Leanne
I
Edwards.
Will.
So it's good night from her.
And it's good night from him.
So make sure you tune into Counterspin Media. You can see them at the bottom of the screen. And also we have InfoWars there, and also us as well, Liberty. We've got the Liberty NZ podcast, which you'll hear. You can hear. If you just search Liberty NZ, you'll come across us. We're on almost every podcast platform there is, and we'll see you next time.